This is a translation from the Urdu transcript of Maulana Wahiduddin Khan's talk on August 4, 2013. This is the second of a two-part series. As I mentioned in my last lecture, every person should have a pocket-sized Quran with translation. Everyone should keep it in their pocket and read it whenever they get a chance. People ask questions about the Quran. The style of the Quran is unique. It is not a story-like narrative. Each verse seems independent. Each paragraph seems independent. This is very beneficial for us. If the Quran were a continuous story, from beginning to end, we would need to read it all at once to understand the theme. But the Quran is not such a book. The Quran is a collection of wisdom. It contains highly intellectual, wise, insightful sayings spread throughout. That is why it is referred to as Basir, sayings of wisdom, in the Quran. This book is an enlightenment from your Lord and a guide and mercy to true believers. 7.203. This is extremely helpful for us. If it were a continuous story from beginning to end, we would have to read it all at once to understand the message. Now you can open the Quran to any page and find a complete message in one or two verses. So, it has become possible for you to discover something new in the Quran every day. And remember, if you only read the translation in order to complete it, you have benefited less from the Quran. Benefiting more from the Quran means continuously discovering new things in it every day. A learned intellectual read the Quran and said that in today's age, the Quran should be re-revealed. I would say that this is an incorrect statement. The correct statement is that the Quran should be rediscovered today. This is not just for today but for all time. The person who discovers something new in the Quran every day will understand its greatness. It does not mean the entire Quran must be rediscovered every day, but each day discovering a new aspect of any verse. This way, your connection with the Quran will remain creative. Then the Quran will remain a living book for you. 9. The Quran is the source of the connection between God and His servant. This connection will be established when you discover new things in the Quran every day. Otherwise, stagnation will set in. The Quran is the book of the Creator of the universe. The Creator of the universe is described as manifesting Himself in a new glory every day. This means that His attributes are endless. A reflection of this is present in the Quran. When you continuously read the Quran with contemplation, you will discover new things every day. For example, when I read in prayer the verse, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin, all praise is due to God, the Lord of the universe. 1.2. Suddenly it occurred to me that this verse means that all praise is for God, the Lord of all worlds. He is perfect in every respect, and there is no deficiency in Him. So how can a person praise Him? In this world, we see people living in complaints and grievances. Everyone has suffered some loss or injustice. How can a person sincerely say, all praise is due to God? It will be just lip service. This world appears to them filled with evil. They always think in terms of conspiracy, evil, oppression. These thoughts are coming to their minds. In a world filled with evil, how will they say, all praise is due to God? Sincerely? They cannot say it. Muslims generally recite the above verse without understanding its true import. This is a matter of test. It means that although there is evil in the world, despite the evil, you must discover the world as a place of trial and your heart should be filled with praise. In spite of all those evils, you have to discover the creation in a way that your heart is full of God's glory. What we call evil is not actually evil, it is challenges. Recently, a person from Sweden came to me. He is a senior professor. We had a conversation, and he started talking about problems. I told him what he considered as problems were actually challenges. Without challenges, there can be no progress. You have to convert evil into good. Only then will you be able to say, all praise is due to God, sincerely. Otherwise, your Alhamdulillah will be lip service. You will say it with your tongue, but your heart will be empty. Your heart must be free from complaints. Complaints and negativity should not reside in your heart. Only then will you be able to say, all praise is due to God, sincerely. This is the meaning of this verse. The Quran is the source of the connection between God and His servant. This connection will be established when you discover new things in the Quran every day. Otherwise, stagnation will set in. Faith is not just repeating the statement of creed. Faith is a conscious process. We must think every day, convert negative thoughts into positive thoughts. We must free ourselves from complaints every day. Whenever there is a negative experience, we must convert it into a positive one. Only then will we reach the level where we can sincerely say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. We will feel that God is truly praiseworthy. Otherwise, it will be lip service. Until you reach this state, until your mind becomes so prepared, so developed that every experience triggers your mind and leads you to new insights, the Quran will not become a living book for you. You will just regard it as a piece of blessing and place it on a shelf and do nothing more. The month of Ramadan is the month when the Quran was sent down as guidance for humankind with clear proofs of guidance and the criterion by which to distinguish right from wrong. 2.185. It means that we should contemplate the Quran more in the month of Ramadan. In this world, we see people living in complaints and grievances. Everyone has suffered some loss or injustice. How can a person sincerely say, "All praise is due to God"? It will be just lip service. This world appears to them filled with evil. They always think in terms of conspiracy, evil, oppression. These thoughts are coming to their minds. In a world filled with evil, how will they say, "All praise is due to God"? Sincerely? They cannot say it. Muslims generally recite the above verse without understanding its true import. This is a matter of test. It means that although there is evil in the world, despite the evil, you must discover the world as a place of trial and your heart should be filled with praise. In spite of all those evils, you have to discover the creation in a way that your heart is full of God's glory. What we call evil is not actually evil, it is challenges. Recently, a person from Sweden came to me. He is a senior professor. We had a conversation, and he started talking about problems. I told him what he considered as problems were actually challenges. Without challenges, there can be no progress. You have to convert evil into good. Only then will you be able to say, "All praise is due to God," sincerely. Otherwise, your Alhamdulillah will be lip service. You will say it with your tongue, but your heart will be empty. Your heart must be free from complaints. Complaints and negativity should not reside in your heart. Only then will you be able to say, "All praise is due to God," sincerely. This is the meaning of this verse. The Quran is the source of the connection between God and His servant. This connection will be established when you discover new things in the Quran every day. Otherwise, stagnation will set in. Faith is not just repeating the statement of creed. Faith is a conscious process. We must think every day, convert negative thoughts into positive thoughts. We must free ourselves from complaints every day. Whenever there is a negative experience, we must convert it into a positive one. Only then will we reach the level where we can sincerely say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. We will feel that God is truly praiseworthy. Otherwise, it will be lip service. Until you reach this state, until your mind becomes so prepared, so developed that every experience triggers your mind and leads you to new insights, the Quran will not become a living book for you. You will just regard it as a piece of blessing and place it on a shelf and do nothing more. The month of Ramadan is the month when the Quran was sent down as guidance for humankind with clear proofs of guidance and the criterion by which to distinguish right from wrong. 2.185. It means that we should contemplate the Quran more in the month of Ramadan. There are enormous opportunities that never existed before. But Muslims are unaware of them. Hatred comes from disputes and conflicts. Hatred will eliminate positive thinking. There will be talks of problems, not opportunities. Hatred will exist, but goodwill will not. To do the work of peaceful introduction of the Word of God, total well-wishing is needed. If well-wishing is not present in your heart, how will you do the work of peaceful introduction of the Word of God? This is the meaning of the Night of Destiny. The Night of Destiny is in this sense. On this night, the Book of Destiny was revealed. The Quran states the principles that shape human destiny. Thus, when you discover something new in the Quran, it will become a source of true faith for you. We must think every day, convert negative thoughts into positive thoughts. We must free ourselves from complaints every day. Whenever there is a negative experience, we must convert it into a positive one.